Hachette Audio presents Haven, written by Emma Donoghue, read by Aidan Kelly. For Anne Sherman and Zoe Seinel. What, then, consoles us in this human society full of calamities, but the unfeigned faith and mutual love of true and good friends? Augustine, City of God, AD 426. Monastery. Trian's stomach growls. He's not 20 yet, still growing, and always hungry. The first fast day after Easter, and the hall is crammed with more than 30 monks and their abbot, as well as the families who serve them and work the land. Even the abbess is here, though not her nuns, who dine in their quarters at the other end of the double monastery. Also, half a dozen strangers come to Cluain Mhic Nóis to study with one of the celebrated teachers, or for a few months or weeks of respite from the grasping world. The abbot led the congregation in saying grace in Latin and is eating already. Trian gestures to his neighbor to help himself to roast swan and onions from their platter. Then Trian spoons what's left onto his own trencher. He makes himself chew slowly and rations out his ale in sips. The rich meat's gone down all too soon, and then he lets himself eat half the round of three-day-old bread, saturated with savory juice. His red-faced neighbor downs another cup of ale, belches, and looks sideways at Trian's remaining bread. Trian pushes it towards him, sits still and tells himself that he's had enough. Deo gratias. Thank God. Chatter. Argument. Laughter. The hubbub of Gaelic rises and fills the air like smoke. Out of the corner of his eye, Trian catches a shape looming in the doorway. The stranger called Art, who walks along the wall now, away from the abbot's table, and lowers himself onto a bench at the back of the hall. Trian's fascinated. This Art has the bearing of a warrior king, but he behaves like a scrupulous monk.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?